This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Puerto Rico is said to be close today to cutting a deal with creditors to keep its electric utility from going bust. As Puerto Rico slips deeper into financial distress, owing billions of dollars that creditors fear a default could come if not today, then soon, Puerto Ricans are increasingly leaving the island. They have been in record numbers over the past decade. Marketplace's Sabri Benishur reports.
It's Carlos Aponte's lunch break, so he's grabbing a quick coffee on 9th Avenue in Manhattan.
There's so much uncertainty about what's going to happen in Puerto Rico that, you know, it's kind of crazy.
Aponte is 29. He moved from San Juan last year so his wife could do her residency here. The job opportunities here are a world away from on the island.
The first job that I got here, I got paid twice as much as what I was getting paid in Puerto Rico. And then you feel safer.
Aponte and his wife are not going back anytime soon. And his ties to the States have grown stronger as his family has moved too.
10 years ago, they were all in Puerto Rico, and now they've most of them have moved here. And those that haven't are probably looking to move.
There has been a dramatic, tremendous exodus of Puerto Ricans coming to the United States.
Edwin Melendez directs the Center for Puerto Rican Studies at Hunter College.
The number one reason that is cited is work, jobs.
Unemployment on the island is over 12%. U.S. tax credits for companies that located factories in Puerto Rico once made the island a hub for manufacturing. Those tax credits expired in 2006, and when you throw in a recession, the island just hasn't been able to recover. Outmigration since the year 2000 has reduced Puerto Rico's population by 200,000, a trend expected to continue for decades.
Like a cycle. There are fewer jobs, people leave, and as people leave, there is less demand and there are less jobs and so forth.
Isabel Ruyan co-founded Comprometidos. It's a group that's trying to find a silver lining in all this and promote investment and growth on the island.
To have so many Puerto Ricans around the world gaining experiences, working in international companies, we're starting to look at the Puerto Ricans that are leaving the island as assets that we have.
The trick is to get those assets to come back. Carlos Aponte would love to, but he says the time's just not right.
There's a debate about if the people that are leaving are being cowards and, you know, forgetting about the island and not staying to commit to it. But it's easy to say, but it's so hard to do.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishur for Marketplace.